I want to express my grateful thanks to the elders of this church who asked me to share this Easter sermon with you.
感谢主和这里的弟兄，让我在这里有机会再一次传信息。
You folks know me can see that I'm getting older.
我年纪大了，视力不太好。
不是视力不太好 ，just getting older. No more. Not like you, a young man.
不像这个旁边这个年轻人。
My legs problem is resulted from a heart surgery.
还有一个心脏的手术。
My legs problem resolved.
还有一个要解决的问题。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
I never complain.
我没有抱怨。
Now, let's have a word of prayer.
那我们低头祷告。
And we worship you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们敬拜你。
And adore you this happy Easter morning.
我们这个复活节的早晨，我们渴慕你。
You are grateful that you suffered and died for our sins.
你为我们的罪受苦受死。
Deliver us from death and eternal and hell punishment.
释放我们脱离死亡，脱离那永远的刑罚。
And you rose from the dead to show us that you are the living Son of God.
你从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Not a dead religious founder.
并不是一个死的一个教主。
We pray that your resurrection power fill us today.
求你复活的大能今天充满我们。
On all the days of our life,
在我们生活的每一天
，Hear us when we need your healing.
听我们的祷告，我们需要你的医治。
Save us when we need your saving power.
当我们需要你拯救的大能的时候，来拯救我们。
And may we humbly receive you into our hearts and homes. As our only Lord and Savior.
让我们用谦卑的心来接受你进入我们的心，来进入我们的家，做我们的主，做我们的救主。
Holy Spirit, fill our church and touch every heart today.
愿圣灵充满我们的教会，来感动每一个心。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Oh, Happy Easter to everybody.
大家复活节快乐。
Over 100 years ago, there lived a rich man in America named Reuben Smith.
大概100年前，美国有一个富翁叫做刘便 Smith.
He was not a Christian.
他不是一个基督徒。
But believed there was a life beyond.
但是他相信有来生。
Since he had lived a comfortable life in this world.
他在世的时候他过得很舒服。
Should be a golden key. Okay. And he thought it only be proper to be prepared for a comfortable life in the next world as well.
所以他想说，如果为来生过得舒服，也做一点准备，那是很好的。
So at his death, he left detailed instructions concerning his burial.
所以他死前就留下一些很详细的说明，就是说他要怎么埋葬。
He was to be buried in a spacious tomb.
他要葬在一个很宽大的坟墓里。
Sitting in a recliner chair.
他要坐在一个摇椅里面。
And dressed in a coat.
要穿着很整齐。
Carrying a golden key in his pocket.
他的口袋里要放一把金钥匙。
To unlock the door of the tomb from inside.
这个金钥匙是可以从里面把坟墓的门打开的。
In case he would be able to walk out to live again in another world happily forever.
啊，假若他有这个机会，他想从里面把门打开，然后再过来生，再过一个快乐的日子。
But as far as we know, the key was never used.
但据我们所知，这把钥匙从来没有用过。
And I'm sure it will never be used.
我们很确定知道说，他永远也没有机会用它。
And we have a different story today.
但今天我们要讲的是个不同的故事。
Jesus of Lazarus was dead and buried.
拉撒路他死了也埋葬了。
But on the third day, the first Easter Sunday morning.
但是在主他受死也埋葬了，但是在复活节的早晨。
He burst the bonds of death and the grave and walked out of the tomb to live forevermore.
他胜过死亡和坟墓。他从死里复活，也活到永永远远。
And that is our glorious Easter story.
这是我们复活节荣耀的故事。
We celebrate Easter because we believe that Jesus is our living Savior.
我们在这里庆祝复活节，我们相信耶稣是我们的永活的主。
Not a dead religious.Founder.
他不是一个死的一个宗教的创始人。
Should be the second because I live.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. His resurrection from the dead was.The assurance for us to share eternal life with Him.
他从死里复活，给我们永生的确据。
Just as He had promised in John 14:19.
就像主在约翰福音14:19所应许的。
Because I live, you shall live also.
因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Easter is all about.The resurrection and the life.
复活节就是关乎这个复活，关乎生命。
The four Gospels recorded many mighty miracles performed by the Lord Jesus.
四福音记载了主耶稣所行的许多的大能神迹。
Proving that he is the living Son of God.
证明他是神的儿子。
And I believe the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
我相信说从叫拉撒路从死里复活
was the greatest miracle of all.
是主所行的神迹中最大的一个。
It is true that in Luke chapter 7:11 through 15,
在路加福音7:11-15,
we saw him raising, laying widow's son.
看见他叫拿因寡妇的儿子复活。
But he had not been buried.
但是那个时候还没有埋葬。
It is true in Luke 8:41-56.
在路加福音8:41-52.
Okay. All right.Maybe we cooperate. We saw him raising, we read that he raised the Jairus' daughter.
在那里记载耶稣叫雅鲁的女儿从死里复活。
But she had not just died.
但是她是刚刚死的。
But in John 11,We read the greatest miracle of Jesus raising Lazarus.
但是在约翰福音十一章我们所读到的乃是主叫拉撒路从死里复活那个大能的神迹。
Who had been dead and buried 4 days.
他已经死了而且埋了而且已经是四天了。
Yet Jesus raised him from the dead as easy as we can speak his name.
但是主耶稣叫他从死里复活就是简单的叫他的名字。
Now here, we want you folks to understand that all the dead rest before the second coming of Jesus.
所有的在死的人都要听见主的声音。
Before the second coming of Jesus, were eventually died and buried again.
在我们都要死并且要埋葬。
Those who were raised from the dead were only the foretaste of the final resurrection.
那些从死里复活，他们就能够尝到这复活的味道。
To everlasting life.
直到永生。
I'm based in John 11. Please turn to John 11.
请大家翻到约翰福音十一章。
The 11th chapter, John tells of a godly home in Bethany.
这十一章里说到一个近前的家在伯大尼。
The little town was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem.
那个地方离耶路撒冷大概只有不到两英里。
The Chinese translation 6 miles.
这个中文是不同的翻译。
There lived two sisters, Martha and Mary.
有两个姊妹，马大和玛利亚。
And their brother Lazarus.
和他们的兄弟拉撒路。
From Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42.
从路加福音十章三十八节到十二节。
We learned that Jesus frequently visited their home.
我们知道说耶稣经常去那个家。
He considered it a joy to go there for rest and fellowship with these godly people.
他在那里能够有许多的交通，也能够在那个家得到安息。
I wonder how would Jesus feel if he came to visit some of our homes today?
我不知道说，当耶稣如果到我们的家里来，会怎么样？
I'm afraid that some people would feel embarrassed.
我觉得说有的人，我们当中有的人也许会感到羞愧。
If he came into your home so found whiskey bottles.
如果他到你的家里看见那些酒瓶。
Filthy literatures.
那些不好的书。
And saw their bad companions.
不好的伴侣。
Playing Chinese domino
或者是中国的麻将
and her quarrels and wrong conversation
听见许多的争吵和不好的交谈
Folks, do you have a godly family?
所以这个就是这是神在你家中会找到的吗？
Ready any time to receive Jesus into your home?
你现在就是最好的时候来接受耶稣进入你的家。
Now in John 11, 1 through 3,
在约翰福音十一章第一节到第三节
we are told that one day where Jesus was away on preaching tour.
我们知道说耶稣有一天他是要去传道经过一个地方。
Lazarus became ill.
拉撒路生病了。
What did the sister do when their brother became ill?
这个当他们的兄弟病的时候，这两姐妹他们做什么呢？
They sent for Jesus.
他们打发人去叫耶稣。
This is every Christian should do in the time of trouble.
在难处当中，每一个基督徒都是应当这样事。
When troubles come, our first cry should be unto the Lord Jesus.
当难处来的时候，我们应当到主耶稣的面前去。
We thank God for doctors and medicine, but they are just instruments in His hands.
我们感谢主，给我们有医生，给我们有药物，但是他们都乃是借着神的手。
What we need most is Jesus.
我们真正最需要的乃是耶稣。
Our great physician.
他是我们最伟大的医生。
Then in John 11:5-6, we read that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
在约翰福音11:5-6，我们知道耶稣素来爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
We would think that if he loved them, he would want to rush to Bethany and heal Lazarus.
我们想说，如果耶稣这么爱拉撒路的话，他应该赶紧跑到伯大尼去医治拉撒路。
He knew their pain and the sorrow.
他知道他们的痛苦，他们的悲伤。
Yet he did not respond immediately.
但是他没有马上的答应。
He waited 2 more days till Lazarus became worse and died.
他在所在之地又等了两天，直到拉撒路已经死了。
His delay may make us think he's not answering our prayers.
有的时候主好像延迟，好像没有答应我们的祷告。
Or is not answering the way we want.
或者说他没有照我们所要的来回答我们。
But God never fails to meet our needs.
但是神从来不会不能满足我们的需要。
According to His perfect schedule and gracious will.
但神总是照着他的计划，乃是照着他的美意。
2 days later, Jesus and His disciples were on the way to Bethany.
两天之后，耶稣和他的门徒来到伯大尼。
As they walk along, Jesus broke the news to them.
然后呢，这个耶稣就把告诉他们。
In John 11:11-14.
11-14.
Jesus said, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep."
耶稣对他的门徒说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了。
But the disciples said, "If he has fallen asleep, he will recover."
门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好了。
Jesus saw that they did not understand.
耶稣见他们不明白这个话。
So he told them plainly that Lazarus was dead.
耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
We look upon death as an awful thing.
我们觉得死亡是很可怕的事情。
But Jesus saw beyond the casket and the grave and called it sleep.
但是耶稣所看见的远超过坟墓和死亡，他乃是看见，看见说拉撒路乃是睡了。
You and I go to sleep tonight.
今天你我们今天晚上睡着。
And when we waken tomorrow morning,
当我们早上再次醒来,
we have the same old aches, pains, and the same old troubles and sorrows.
我们的疼痛还在，我们的问题还在，我们的悲伤还在。
And how different it is when we go to sleep in Jesus.
但是我们若是在主里睡了，那是大不相同。
We soon wake up.On a new shore.
我们在另一边醒来。
And found it is heaven.
我们醒来，乃是在天堂。
We breathe a new air, a new air, and found that is celestial air.
我们所呼吸的乃是神圣的空气。
We feel a touch of a new hand, and found that it is God's hand.
有一个不一样的手在触摸我们，乃是神的手。
And in heaven there shall be no more pain, no sorrow, no tears, no mourning, and no death, where God has made all things new.
因为在天上，那里没有痛苦，没有忧伤，没有眼泪，也没有死亡，因为神 神将一切都更新了。
And we see in John 11 from 17 on.
我们在11章17节下面看到。
That when Jesus reached Bethany,
当耶稣到了伯大尼，
Lazarus had been buried four days.
拉撒路已经被埋葬了，已经四天了。
This must have been days of distress.For the sisters.
对这两姐妹来说，这实在是忧伤痛苦的日子。
They had sent for Jesus, he did not come.
他们派人去请耶稣，但是耶稣没有到。
They were greatly disappointed.
他们有许多的失望。
Surely by now they must have lost all hope.
这个时候他们也许已经失去了所有的盼望。
John tells us,When the sisters heard that Jesus was coming,
约翰告诉我们说，当他们听见耶稣来了，他们就冲跑去见他。
They ran out to meet him.
他们跑去见耶稣。
And fell at his feet and sobbed out their sorrow in tears.
玛利亚在主的脚前哭泣。
Saying, Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died.
说主，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
But we know that even now, God can give whatever you ask.
但是我们知道说，就是现在，无论你向神求什么。
You see, they never lost their faith in Jesus, believing.That he still could do something for their brother.
他们没有向着完全失去信心。他们知道说，即便是在那个时候，神仍然能够为拉撒路做什么。
Then in verses 25-26.
然后在25-26节
，You heard Jesus utter the most marvelous words ever spoken by anyone.
我们听见主口中所说的最奇妙的话。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活在我，生命也在我。
Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
He was saying that those who believe in him, even if they were dead, would be brought to life again.
这里说到信他的人虽然死了，也必复活。
This for Christian is but an incident in the course of an endless life.
对于基督徒来说，死亡只不过是无尽生命当中的一站。
The believer never dies.
信的人永远不死。
Now when Jesus saw the two sisters weeping,
当主看见这个两个姊妹在那里哭泣。
And those who came with them also were weeping.
那些周围的人也在哭泣。
Then we read.The shortest and most touching verse in the Bible.
在35节我们读到实在是圣经中最短最感人的话。
In John 11:35, Jesus wept.
35节说耶稣哭了。
He was silently burst into tears in contrast to the loud lament of the group.
周围有许多的人哀哭，但是主在那里流泪。
Here we see a picture of Jesus wrung with anguish.
在这里我们看见一幅图画。
As he shared the agony of the human heart.
当他感受到周围人的这些人里面的痛苦，他的心也伤痛。
Isaiah 53 verse 4 says,
在以赛亚书五十三章第四节
Surely he was a man of sorrow.
他诚然担当我们的忧患。
and acquainted with our suffering.
背负我们的痛苦。
Here we also see two sides of Christ's personality.
这里我们看见, 主耶稣, 他的两面。
He was God, yet he was man.
他是神又是人。
He was human, yet he was divine.
他是人, 同时他又是神圣。
Being human, we see him weeping over the death of his friend.
在他为他朋友哀哭里面，我们看见他的人性。
As God, he raised Lazarus from the dead.
他叫拉撒路从死里复活，我们看见他的神性。
There has never been one like Jesus.
从来没有一位像耶稣这样的。
The Son of God and the Son of Man.
是神子又是人子。
In the Old Testament, the Job, chapter 2:18.
在约伯记2章13节。
When Job was in deep sorrow.
当约伯在极大的痛苦里面。
His three friends came to mourn with him and to comfort him.
他的七个朋友来与他一同哀哭，来安慰他。
Although they wept with him.
他们就是。 和他一同的哀痛之后,
they recognized that the Job's problems were so overwhelming.
他们感觉到约伯是在一个极大的痛苦里面。
Now it would be wise for them to show their concern by just weeping quietly and sitting at his side.
他们若是觉得若是闭口不言就算为智慧。 就是坐在那里与他一起哀哭。
Their response reminded me of Queen Victoria.
他们的这些反应就让我想起维克多利亚女王。
England's most popular monarchy for 60 years.
他是英格兰大概最著名的君王。 统治了大概60年。
At the close of 19th century.
大概是在, 19世纪。
Queen Victor, once visited the wife of a common laborer.
他有一次去访问一个工匠的妻子。
Who was bereaved of her only son.
他失去了他唯一的儿子。
When the queen stayed with her for some time.
女王就和她一起待了一段时间。
After he left.
当她离开的时候,
the neighbors asked what the royal visitor had said.
这个邻居就很好奇说这个女王最近说了什么。
The queen said nothing.
那个妈妈就回答说, 那个女王什么也没有说。
Replied the mother.
这个妈妈是这样回答的。
She just put her hands on mine, and we two wept silently.
她就是把她的手放在我手里, 我们两个人就默默地哭泣了。
Excuse me. Tears.
许多眼泪。
We just sobbed out or sat silently before God.
不管是大声的哭泣还是默默的哭泣。
Before God. The best medicine for a broken heart.
对于破碎的心来说，在神面前这样的哭泣乃是最好的医药。
When our youngest daughter, Angela.
当我们最小的女儿, Angela.
I devoted a Christian medical doctor.
一个敬虔的基督徒, 他是一个医生。
Died of breast cancer at the age of her early 40s, about a year and a half ago in California.
她大概在她40多岁的时候就因着乳腺癌, 肺主接去了。 大概是一年半以前在加利福尼亚。
You have hard to refrain tears in our daily prayers.
我们就每天不停的祷告流泪。
We are all waiting one day to meet her at the feet of Jesus in heaven.
有一天我们期待在天上遇见他们。
When God will wipe all our tears away.
神将擦去我们一切的眼泪。
Now in John
11:38, 在11章38节,
we see Jesus going out to Lazarus' tomb.
耶稣呼叫拉撒路出来。
The tombs in Palestine were either natural caves or caves hewn out in the rock.
在巴勒斯坦地方，他们的坟墓或者是一个天然的洞穴，或者是用石头凿出来。
With a stone door at the entrance.
那个坟墓都会有一个石门。
And Jesus said to the bystanders,
耶稣对周围的人说,
Take away the stone door.
把木门移开。
Then we see Jesus lift up his voice and pray.
耶稣在那里大声祷告。
He always prayed, If Jesus, the Son of God, who possessed All power further need of prayer.
耶稣总是在祷告。如果耶稣都他有这样的能力，他总是不停的祷告。
How much more should we feel the need of prayer?
我们更是何等的需要祷告。
The verse 43, we hear Jesus cry with a loud voice.
43节，耶稣大声呼叫说：“拉撒路出来。”
Lazarus, come out.
拉撒路出来。
And immediately the dead man came, hopping out.
那个死人就立刻出来了。
His hands and feet bound with grave clothes.
他手脚还是裹着布。
O Lord, how great thou art.
神，你实在是何等的伟大。
Thou spoke thy word with authority.
他的话蛮有权能。
Even death was powerless to resist.
连死人都没有办法阻挡。
I'm sure it was a large garden cemetery.
那是一个很大的坟墓。
Hundreds of people were buried there.
有几百人埋葬在那里。
If the Lord hadn't used the name Lazarus,
如果主不是说特别的叫拉撒路，
Every dead body in that cemetery would have come forth.
那个墓地里面所有的死人都会出来。
So great was the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
主耶稣神的儿子，他的能力是何等的大。
Listen to what Jesus said in John 5:25.
我们一同听主在约翰福音五章二十五节所说的。
Truly, truly, I said to you, the hour is coming, and now is.
我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。
When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
Again, he said in John 5:28-29.
在二十八节、二十九节。
Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in the graves will hear my voice and come forth.
你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音就出来。
Those who have done good to the resurrection of life,
行善的复活得生。
And those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment.
作恶的复活定罪。
And in Daniel 12:2,
但以理书十二章第二节,
the great prophet of 6th century BC,
主前六世纪那位伟大的先知,
we are told Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake.
睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒。
Came to everlasting not.
其中有得永生的。
Others to shame and everlasting contempt.
有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。
You know that voice of power someday will be heard again.
当神借着他大能降临的时候，我们要听见。
All the people who died in Christ will come forth.
所有在基督里睡了的人将要起来。
That they in Bethany, Jesus singled out one person, Lazarus.
那天在伯大尼，主耶稣只叫了拉撒路一个人。
But the Apostle Paul told us in 1 Thessalonians.
但是使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
One day at Jesus' second coming, all who are in the graves will hear his voice.
当主再来的时候，所有坟墓里人都要听见他的声音。
And every Christian died in Christ will rise to meet the Lord in the air.
那在主里已经睡的人都要起来，与主空中相会。
With a glorified body to be with him forever.
有一个复活荣耀的身体，永远与他同在。
Let's read the book inside the bulletin this side. First Thessalonians
4. 我们可以在我们的程序单上有第四章帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章13节到17节。
Let's read together English and Chinese. Okay.
英文和中文我们都可以一起来读。
Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep. For the grief like the rest of
men who have no hope,
we believe
that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep
and live
according to the Lord's own word. We tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we'll be with the Lord forever.
Hello, I'm sorry, because so many people read Chinese English. It's not so harmonious. But the main thing is, when Jesus comes again, he will linger in the air with a great command.
当主再来的时候，他在空中。
He said, "Come out!"
他要说出来。
He called all the Christians.
他呼叫所有的基督徒。
And the archangel will blow the trumpet.
天使长要吹号。
All those who dead, who died in Christ will rise up.
所有在主里睡了的人将要复活。
With a glorified body.
有着一个荣耀的身体。
To meet the Lord in the air.
与我们的主在空中相会。
Friends, are you ready to hear the voice of the Son of God?
朋友们，你预备好来听见神儿子的声音吗？
He's calling you today.
他今天就在呼叫你。
To come out of the tomb of your unbelief.
从你不信的坟墓中出来。
Your indifference.
从我们的冷漠当中出来。
Your lukewarmness.
从我们的不冷不热当中出来。
Your pride.
从我们自己的骄傲里面出来。
Or your bitterness.
从我们的苦毒里面出来。
Your animosity.
从我们的 不敬虔里面出来,
your selfishness,
从我们的自私当中出来,
your hypocrisy,
从我们的自, 假冒为善当中出来,
your lust,
从你的欲望当中出来,
your sinful life to live a new life, come out,
从我们罪的生活当中出来, 来过一个新的生活。
Come out of your tomb to live a new life.
从坟墓当中出来，来过一个新的生活。Take
away the stone door of your heart.
把我们心里面那个石门挪开。When
you hear God's voice,
来听见神的声音。And
touched by the Spirit of God,
让神的灵来感动我们。
Don't stop your ears.
不要堵起耳朵,
and harden your heart like Pharaoh.
不要像法老一样的硬心,
the Pharaoh of Egypt of old.
就像那个埃及的法老,
who hardened his heart and was punished by God repeatedly.
他因着心硬就不断地受到神的惩罚。
Till there was no remedy and perished forever.
直到再也无可救药，然后就永远的沦亡。
So today, open your stone doors now.
今天让我们把那个石门打开。
Come out of the darkness of your grave.
从坟墓的黑暗当中出来。
Come out with your tears of repentance.
让我们有带着悔改的眼泪出来。
To the Son of God to live a new life.
向着神的儿子来过一个永生。
Now, the last thing, let us sing this song.
我们最后唱一首诗歌。
Hymn 294.
294首。
Jesus, I come.
耶稣我来。
When we sing this song, if you feel touched by the Holy Spirit, you want to come out of your tombs to live your new life, you can come forward.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，如果神的灵感动你，你愿意从自己的坟墓当中出来。
Let's sing the last song, 294.
我们一起唱是294首。
Yes, what I
I know it's hard to come forward.
要到前面来是不容易。
If no one comes, that's okay. The Lord God speak to your heart.
愿主向着大家的心说话。
If you feel touched by the Holy Spirit,
如果你心里有圣灵的感动,
I hope you never quench the spirit.
希望我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
I have been a pastor for over 50 years.
我周牧师有50年。
I love to tell the story of Jesus.
我爱传讲耶稣的故事。
Almost every time I preached, I give altar call.
每一次我总是有呼召。
I served the United Methodist Church in this town.
我们在这个
Kansas City area.
在 Kansas City 的这个
almost 30 years.
在这里侍奉了大概30年。
Then in San Francisco,
在三藩市,
I shared the pulpit with the Vineyard Church.
我在, Vineyard Church 也是在那里, 传道讲道。
Here, I thank the elders of this church.
感谢主, 和这里的, 带领的弟兄。
Let us pray.
让我们, 低头祷告。
I just want to conclude with an Easter blessing.
在这里, 有一个复活节的祝福。
May the Easter joy fill every heart today.
复活的喜乐充满我们每一个人。
May His resurrection power
愿主复活的大能
and the living presence abide with you all the days of your life.
他永活的同在, 一直与我们在一起。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿主祝福你, 保守你。
The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
愿主用脸光来照你, 施恩给你。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
神的面光来照你, 叫你得到平安。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.